Today, we are talking about four easy ways to differentiate your math centers.
Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students.
We've heard time and time again that differentiation is so important for our students to be able to meet them where they are and help them succeed and grow. But let's be honest, differentiation takes time. And time is one thing that us as teachers do not have. Today I'm going to share with you some easy ways to differentiate your centers in no time. The first is to use number tracks with visual support. If you're not familiar with a number track, it's basically one long line of squares that kind of looks like a ladder, but filled in. And they have a number inside, so 1, 2, 3. And why number tracks are helpful is kind of a precursor to a number line and more concrete. They can see all of the actual spaces that they're counting, and that can be really helpful for students who are just learning to count or having trouble with one-to-one correspondence. And inside those number tracks, you can put a number as well as an image that shows the quantity. You can use dice, the die with 1 pip, 2 pips, 3 pips, and so on, 10 frames, all of that, so that kids start to associate a numeral with a value, but are also starting to learn about one-to-one correspondence. And number tracks are really, really versatile. They are easy to make, easy to use. You can get one for free in the show notes. And you can get to the show notes or to the description by going to the episode and then scrolling down. You'll see kind of a write-up of things that are in the episode. That's where all of the links are, and you can find those there, as well as a link to a blog post that has all of this written out so you can look at it later. Number tracks can support any center that you're doing that has dice or has numbers or 10 frames. If students aren't quite there with it yet, they can match the dice faces or the 10 frame faces together so that you can make centers that were a little bit less accessible more accessible to your students. The next easy way to differentiate your centers is to use more dice. What I mean by that, there are so many different dice that you can use, and they're so versatile, and it makes any worksheet more interactive if they're doing something along with practicing their numbers or finding a sum or subtracting. Whatever you're working on, using different dice can make a station more challenging or less challenging. You can start with the simple traditional 6-face die. You can also cover them up with little stickers and make it a 0-2 die, 0-3 die if kids need that support. But also give a student 2 dice instead of just 1, and now they're working with numbers to 12. They're doing simple addition. You can use 10 frame dice that have 5 frames, 10 frames, 20 frames on them. Again, increasing that challenge because they're seeing higher numbers. And one of my favorites is really inexpensive on Amazon. You can get the Dungeons and Dragons dice. And I like those for a lot of reasons. First of all, they have numerals on them instead of just the dots. So if you're working with numerals, you can see them there. They have the traditional die, but they also have 8-sided dice, 12-sided, 20-sided. They have die that have only the 10s on them, all available for usually pretty inexpensive. I can put a link down in the show notes as well to some of those die. And the thing that's super fun about those is a lot of times they come in different colors. At first, I was a little concerned about kindergartners or first graders using a die with that many sides. Like, would they get confused? And I don't think I've ever had a student who got confused about which number they were supposed to write down or which number they rolled. Even with the 20-sided dice, they realized the number that was on top was the number that they rolled and just moved on. So if you're concerned about that, I wouldn't be. Of my over 500 students that I've had at this point, I've never had a student who had trouble with that. They have sparkles. Anything that's new and different can just increase engagement, and that is really easy to differentiate. Just give students die that are appropriate for the numbers that they're working on. Differentiation, easy peasy, and you're good to go. In the show notes, I will also have a link to a dice game sampler freebie. So a lot of those games that I have linked, you can get one of each level, so to speak, that you can try out for free. Kind of along the same vein as being flexible are different kinds of spinners. Spinners are very easy to make. You can just hand draw the circle and put different numbers in it. You can make them on the computer or just print off blank ones and then write in the numbers that you need, and works the same way as a dice, but instead with a spinner. And you can be very intentional about the numbers that you have on there, even more so than you can be with a dice, because you might be creating them yourself. Another easy way to differentiate your math centers is using 5-frame, 10-frame, or 20-frame. It automatically increases or decreases the range of numbers that students are working on. If you'd like some ideas of some 10-frame activities, head to episode 31 or 32, I believe, and I give you 10 plus 10-frame activities that you can use right away. So a recap of my four ways is use numeral tracks, use more dice, spinners, and 10 frames. Quick ways to differentiate any counting math center that you can use for students as appropriate. You can also switch them out. So maybe your students start with 5 frames, but you see if they're ready, it's easy to move them on to 10 frames or 20 frames as they see fit. You can also let students choose if you feel like they will choose something appropriate. More often than not, they will try and choose something that works for them. They might start off with a number that's too high, but they'll realize that that might not be the number that's best for them, and you could give them the option of switching to a different one, which is good for them as well to know kind of what they're working on or what they're working towards. It can be helpful for students to have a goal to work towards. So maybe right now they're working with 5 frames, but you can have a conversation with students about maybe moving to a 10 frame, or you're working towards that 10 frame and it's motivating for them, having a goal to work towards. It's also helpful for them to hear that you believe in them, that you know that they will be able to get to the larger numbers with practice. Sometimes kids can get into negative self-talk, I can't do this. So hearing you say you actually can do this, I believe that you can be really helpful for students. So those were my tips. If you're looking for games that are already differentiated, I'll have a link to some of those below that use dice, 10 frames, spinners, and also Wreck and Rex, which I didn't mention too much because those are a little bit trickier to differentiate. But again, you can work with only one rack of a number rack. So instead of having the 20 beads, you only have 10 and work up to 20. Let me know which differentiation strategy you're going to try first. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I would love it if you left a review. And until then, I'll catch you next time.